Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There was no use talking, there was nothing to say.
We're back at 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's the Hooters bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Jane Jordanmeyer. That's a hyphenated name. Jane Jordanmeyer is our guest. She's the author of The Four Stages of Highly Effective Crisis Management, How to Manage the Media in the Digital Age. That's what we're talking about. Jane, give us your website. Tell us how we can find the book.
You can find the book by going to Amazon, but you can go to my website, which has got lots of resources, and that's crisismanagementbook.com.
Okay.
Crisismanagementbook.com. Lots of resources there for you.
Check that out. Jane, when we're talking about crisis management in the previous segment, we talked about some lessons learned from CEOs, how to behave, how not to behave, some things that small business CEOs can learn from that. As I said earlier, for most businesses, it's not a matter of if you'll have a crisis, but when. So get ready, be prepared. But another way you can be prepared, and this is something I know you work on in your work with your companies, is how to bring their employees in to become good stewards of crisis management. What do you think?
Ordinary everyday employees, they are the heart and soul of an organization and are, in my opinion today, the best placed people to talk about their organization in a crisis. They are your ambassadors. Now, whether they're your formal spokespeople or not, they are going to be talking to their friends and families. They'll be going to barbecues, particularly 4th of July, and we all talk about our work. So if we are muzzled and we're not kept informed, we become, like a mushroom. we will inevitably, as human beings, Jim, will default to talking about negative things. So employees can and should be empowered to speak. I mean, if you think everybody's got a voice today, Mm-hmm. So when I'm working with big organizations and small, I talk about the front line, the public faces or voices of the organization. Think of the receptionist, the call center staff, maintenance people, security guards, anybody in a customer-facing role needs to understand how to deal and communicate in a crisis.
Especially since many big crises begin as little crises at the Main Street level, don't they?
Oh, absolutely do.
Can get out of hand at a tiny level and become bigger than it should have been because somebody didn't handle it the right way.
It's always things can go wrong very quickly today and go around the world in seconds. You know, I always like to use the example of the U.S. Coast Guard here when we're talking about the front line. I mean, they really understand this imperative. You know, they train and authorize their operational people, their front line, their pilots, their boat captains, they empower them because their motto, if you like, the values and philosophies that underpin them is maximum disclosure, minimum delay. Mm-hmm. Maximum disclosure, minimum delay. Now, yes, they're a big organization and they're sort of run on military lines, but nonetheless, it's a basic philosophy. And if you're a small business and you have that attitude of we will be transparent and we'll be open and honest about what we do.
In order to be transparent, does this mean you leave the lawyers at home?
You know, I often quote Michael McCain, who's the CEO of Maple Foods in Canada. Mm-hmm. And when they had a major crisis a couple of years ago, and they basically their products caused a major outbreak of hysteria, and 12 people died. You know,
wow.
That's a crisis.
That's a crisis. Yeah.
Yep. Now, you know what he said? He would never take the advice of lawyers or accountants, Jim. And you know why? Because he didn't want to make it about money.
Right.
He wanted to make it about getting their food safe.
Right.
And it being accountable for what mm-hmm. they did and restoring the public's confidence
right.
in their products. Mm-hmm. So he banned accountants and lawyers
wow.
from speaking with him.
Very interesting. But you probably ought to have a crisis management expert, a non-lawyer crisis management expert, to help you make sure that when you talk about being transparent, that you do it the right way. And one way you can do that, folks, is to read Jane Jordan Meyer's book, The Four Stages of Highly Effective Crisis Management. Jane, come back again real soon. Thanks for being here.
Happy 4th of July.
You too, Jane.
To you too, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to celebrate the 4th of July, Independence Day in America. I'll be here tomorrow. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.